Hello, welcome to I Just Got My Kid to Sleep. My name is Michael Palsack, and I just got my kid to sleep. And then I set up the camera and the computer and the light. So it wasn't like there was also a spider that I didn't kill. It's not inside anymore. Well, did you ever kill something while trying to save its life? I wasn't necessarily trying to save its life, you know. Like, I feel like when you say I was trying to save its life, you're being like, well, it was going to get hit by a car or someone had, like, Raid. Is Raid for spiders? I don't know. My friend BJ has an exterminator. He's an exterminator. Is that how you... Is that the politically correct way to talk about people that murder insecticide that kill bugs? I always message him when I see a bug. Not always. And I message him for other things. That's what I've realized about friends as you get older in life, who you might not talk to every day. You know, they were your roommate or they were your friend a lot. And now, you know, you both live in different cities and different time zones and you don't talk. You can't just call when you're like, I got a bug. And that's not to say that I'm calling just so I can be like, hey, I'm going to call later about a bug. But you just kind of got to stay in touch no matter what, even though I think he would understand. But Frames is the company in Toledo, Ohio for all your bug needs. This episode has not officially been sponsored. And I should probably run it past them before I... It's a very good... company. Anyways, there's a spider, and I say save its life, but it definitely might not have died until it was supposed to. How long do spiders live? I shouldn't look that up. I'm doing a podcast right now, Michael. You can't just look up stuff. My camera keeps like getting all like angled, but I definitely didn't directly kill it, if that's better. There was a spider in my house, and I didn't directly murder it. I didn't stamp on it. And there might be people listening right now being like, I hope that I'm not being loud if the person who lives next door to me also subscribes to this podcast. Because I realize when I listen, I like it if I'm free. And it's not that late. It's not that late tonight. It's been later before. And it's not that late. It is 10:50 p.m. where I am right now. Jack's been asleep for a little while because we had the whole spider thing. Back to that. Back to that, Michael. Back to you, Michael, with the spider thing. So, oh, yeah. Thanks, Michael. Well, the spider was in the bathroom. It was in the bathroom, which is... I don't know if you knew that. That's kind of where I record. Because it's the furthest... The farthest away from where my son is sleeping. So I feel like if he wakes up, I did my best. If you're going to do a podcast called I Just Got My Kid to Sleep, where are you going to go do it at other than the furthest area? I'm barricaded in here. And, you know, it looks like a studio, right? I got like a desk and this and I don't know. Anyway, the spider was just there. Usually, before I go out of town, I spray my my apartment with not insecticide or anything, but like this vinegar water mix, because I looked it up and spiders like hate vinegar. They're just like, no, I want the regular potato chips, not the vinegar one. Get that salt and vinegar. I don't care if it's sea salt and vinegar. I want the normal. That's the spider. It's my take on the spider, because they don't like vinegar. So I spray vinegar around my house before I leave in hopes that the spiders stay away. But before I left this past weekend to go to northern part of the country, Washington State and Oregon, both. I hit two states, everybody. This is a two-state weekend. Woo-woo! That's the two-state alarm. What? You could have seen me do comedy in two states. That's what the demand is like. Not, I can't just do one state a week. There's 52 weeks and 50. I could just do one state a week. And have 2 weeks left over. Like one for Christmas, one for a holiday. Okay, so not a big deal. I'll have to figure out. Maybe I'll do like a big state twice. States are kind of far. You know, they could be expansive. I did parts of Washington and Oregon that were close to each other. So maybe I'll do Canada. Canada, you're getting a week. Canada, maybe England. I'll go. But England doesn't really route with much, you know? What am I going to do? The old England one-nighter there and back? This is a lot of inside baseball stand-up. So I went to Washington and Oregon, and I usually spray. I do a vinegar water spray before I leave, just to like let the spiders know that I'm coming back. And don't you dare think that I'm not. This is my house, and this is not your house. Even though I left laundry in a basket, which you love to warmly walk around in, from what I've heard from my research, even though some of that laundry isn't clean and on the floor, this is not your house. This is my house, because it smells like vinegar, and vinegar means that it's my house. And if you do live here, I better not see you. Otherwise, I'm going to get rid of you in a way that doesn't directly kill you. So, that's the message I'm trying to send. And it's worked. Every night before I, after Jack goes to sleep, after the podcast, if it's a Monday, I do the kitchen. I spray and wipe down the counters and the floor with vinegar, any place we ate. Because spiders, okay, they don't eat the food we eat. Otherwise, they'd look like us. Right? That's how food works. If you eat the food that something eats, then you look like that thing. That's not the thing you ate. That's like a joke, but no, I don't know. But spiders don't eat our food. They don't. They don't eat our food. If you thought that they had our food, you were wrong. Nah, it's not a big deal. We all learned something today. And who knows? Fact check me. Let me know. There's a lot of room for growth for both sides here. If you're really asking me about it. There's room for you to know whether I'm right, and room for me to know that I'm accepting that I'm wrong sometimes. Anytime, really. But I can't just say things knowing that I'm wrong. Otherwise, I wouldn't say those things. How responsible would that be as an official licensed podcaster? How would that be? That's not very responsible. If I'm going to be honest right now, it's not. I smile because I have a joke on stage now how I say that it's weird that people say, if I'm going to be honest. Because one guy was saying that to me in a podcast, and I was like, why can't we just say that, you know? But then I realized I say, if I'm going to be honest, too. I'm not better than anybody. I was going to say even the spiders, but who am I to say spiders are lesser, you know? Have you seen what spiders can do? They're very nimble, which brings me to my next thing. Oh, anyway, so I spray all the stuff with vinegar, but then before I leave, I just spray my whole house with a mist of vinegar and water in hopes that the spiders know that this is my house, and this is not your house. And if you come into my house when I'm gone, you better be out before I get back. So I hope you have internet access so you can check out my calendar. I put it in a very public place. It might be hard to spell my name for a spider or a human, but all of my shows and travel is on that plane. So you know when you can get out of here, spider. But anyways, I haven't really had any spider issues. Because before, I would say during the pandemic, the pandemic's, I don't know if we can say over, I still see people wearing masks. So when it first started, people wore masks. I wore like the handkerchief because it made me feel like I was a cowboy. Like a cowboy that didn't murder, you know, directly. No, like when I was a kid, if we had like a cough or a sore throat. Oh no, I don't know if this has been recording. I just turned it on again. Who's the technical guy on this show? It's been on. Maybe there's like an extra thing it offers if I turn it on. But I see the thing recording on, so we're just going to have to... Maybe this isn't doing anything at all. Maybe this is just my computer picking it up. It sounds... I'm sure it'll be great. So, it's all one recording. It's just... If you guys don't know, it was off and now it's on. But it's always been on. So, I mean, on the thing. Anyway, when the pandemic started, and when, if we're going to be honest, I could have started a podcast then. But I saw spiders. I saw a couple spiders in one day, and I got kind of freaked out. Because I feel like if you have a house like that you own, you just sort of figure it out. Because you own the house, and those spiders aren't taking over. You're taking it. It's your house. So, and also, like, the people in my life who own houses, like my parents and family, like, their houses are pretty clean. So the spiders are there just because they're bored and they don't have a place to go. And it's not like there's a messy place or not. But I took it as, like, oh, an indictment of how my house was. Because, like, they were hiding in places, and then I would move something, and then they were there, and I'm just like, oh. And I remember I was, like, that was when Jack was pretty young, and I was like, oh! You know, I got scared, and he laughed. It was a good experience overall. Thank you, spider, for that. Maybe I shouldn't spray the house, because you're offering humor to my child. Humor in a humorless, humorful. This is a humorful house, but yeah, who am I to get rid of something that brings jokes like that, you know? If I freak out every time there's a spider and Jack laughs, like, that's joy. But I'm not doing it. So I looked it up, and rather than just clean everything right away, I was like, this will work, and it's worked. And then I also cleaned and organized. But when I left last week, I didn't get to do that because I locked myself out of my apartment. And Jack woke up early. That usually he was sleeping until school starts. Usually he's asleep. I get him out of bed. They eat breakfast at school, which is nice. And so I let him sleep until he doesn't. And that's probably a sign that we should go to bed earlier. But they take a nap at school, you know. So I feel like if he doesn't get enough sleep at night, he'll sleep during his nap. And if he does, then good luck, teachers, because he's not going to nap. But anyway, he woke up early, and so he wanted to play. He wanted to play video games, and like when I was a kid, no video games before school. But can I really say that TK is school with a straight face? You know, can I be like, hey, no video games before you go the place where you learn a letter, one letter? I don't want this video game to get in the way. I shouldn't make fun. Everyone's at their own place, you know, but I just felt like I'm in control. Like, we weren't allowed to watch TV or play video games before school because my mom was just like, you know, she had three of us and she was doing her own thing in the morning and like sleeping and stuff. And we were on our own. So we were just, but he's, you know, I can kind of control the time. And I did. I controlled the time really well. We were out the door on time. We were out the door on time partially because I didn't take time to get my keys. And because I didn't get my keys, I went down to my first instinct. My first idea was to go down to the box in front of the apartment building and dial the manager. And luckily, there is a manager in this apartment building. And luckily, they're listed as manager on the box. And luckily, my manager wakes up before 9 a.m. So I dialed her, and luckily, she answered. But unluckily, she misunderstood my question. She thought I was locked out of the whole building, which I wouldn't be because there's a code. There's a lot of information here that's not super important. The whole point is we were locked out for a while. Jack and I just hung out next to our door. It was pretty fun. You know, there's a little fountain we got to look at, and I got to see Jack for a longer period of time. It wasn't bad being locked out. And now I have a system in place if it happens again. I'm not going to tell you my system because I know that all of my subscribers and listeners are very trustworthy, but someone might come across this on a public site and they might not be trustworthy. And I'm not going to tell you my secrets about how to get in my apartment if I lock it out again. And I probably shouldn't even brought it up that way because that's kind of challenging. And some people react that way. Like they were like, I don't even want to, but now I'm going to. And that's good. Well, maybe they'll deal with the spiders then. So the whole thing was we got delayed leaving for school. And I didn't have time to come back and spray. And that's why I think the spider was out, not because I haven't done laundry in a while. But I've done laundry. I have to consider doing laundry if you don't fold it and put it away. Yes. Yeah. If a clean shirt falls in the woods, is it dirty? No one's there to see it. I think that it is laundry because I put it in a suitcase that I might use for the road. So I might have put away some of the clothes, but not all of the clothes are in a big suitcase right now that's open because there's so many clothes that that I can't close the suitcase, but at least they're not on the floor and I can sleep on my bed now. So that's where my life is. I was just going to see what a pause was like because I didn't think I took one for a while. So where were we? The spider. I didn't directly murder it. I saw it and I used to, when I grew up in a house, I just talk about growing up so much on this podcast. And also, there's, I gotta maybe see if I can look into someone making this a bigger room, even though I don't own. Is there a wall I can knock down? So, I didn't directly murder the spider. When I was a kid, we lived in a house that was over 100 years old. Like, we moved in, it was 100 years old. And we were like, this is a 100-year-old house. But then I slowly learned that every year you live there, it's older than 100 years. So, telling people it's 100 years was like, wrong. It was 101, 102, 103, 104, 105. And people aren't even asking at that point, so why am I bringing it up? So, the spider, back then there were spiders because it was an old house, and they're like, we live here, and we would just smack them. Like, my neighbor had an old house, and I remember just seeing her being like, smack, kill a spider. And my dad would kill spiders, and I never thought anything other than that. And then there was some other family members who didn't kill spiders. They just didn't. Like, I remember they saw one and they caught it and released it. And that's when I first realized that was an option. Like, oh, maybe they're not the foes we think they are. Maybe they're not monsters. Maybe they're not trying to take over or scare you or climb into your beds or pillows or mouths all night. Maybe they're just living too. And who am I to take that away from them? So I got exposed to those people and I was like, yeah, it's not hard to save their lives. It's really not. It can be an adventure. Sometimes it's hard convincing them. I feel like spiders are smarter than other bugs. Like, there's some bugs that are like the flying ones that are like, they don't trust anybody. They're just like, I don't trust you. They're just like flying around. Like, no, like, I love when I can try to catch one because I'm just like, I have to move so slowly. It's like fruit flies. I get to move so slowly. You just have to be like with a cup on the wall. It's like so slowly, so slow. And then like right when you go like up, they fly away because they don't trust anybody. How? Don't live your life like a fruit fly, okay? You might get burned by trusting everybody. You might get smacked on a wall, but you also might get caught and released and have another day. Anyways. Spiders are little, it was a big, pretty big spider too, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I know in Indiana Jones, like a big scorpion is bad, and a little one, like, don't keep that to yourself if you get bit by a little one. But it also had like a white line on it. I took a picture of it. I said that I'd show you, but it's on my phone, and I'm recording this video on my phone. Look at the technology. Anyway, so I used to kill spiders and now I realize I don't have to. So I tried to not directly kill the spider. I saw it and it kind of froze. It's weird when they don't move. Bugs don't move, you know, because it's like they're pretty fast. They know all the ins and outs. They think that I can't see them. Like, this isn't Jurassic Park or whatever. Like, I can see, like they must be thinking, okay, if they saw me, I'm already dead. And if they haven't saw me, they probably speak in very good English. If they haven't seen me, then I might have a chance, but I better not move. So they know that, not so they know, but so they don't see me. And so I left the room because I have these takeout. Whenever I order takeout, I keep the plasticware or whatever for these situations. And I caught it, but I think I broke one of its legs, which, to me, as a giant human, I wasn't trying to, and I wasn't even like, I don't even think it was a big deal, because I didn't feel any pain while it happened, and I didn't hear any noise. I just kind of looked at it as I trapped it, and I was like, I think there's supposed to be 8, and I don't count 8, but I just kind of didn't look long, because I felt like if I looked long, then I would know, and I didn't look a long time, so I wouldn't know. And now I don't know, but I tried to catch it. I tried to talk to it. I usually be like, hey, buddy, it's okay. It's okay. I know I said you can't be here, but I'm gonna save you. So then I took it in this cup with the little dustbin thing and I took it over to my balcony. Yeah, I got a balcony. Things are going well. And I tossed it over the edge. I just feel like it lived. You know, like, why wouldn't it have lived? Spiders can, like, shoot webs and stuff. Just the women, or can the men do it too? What about the ones that are, isn't there some of them that don't know what they're, I don't know. There's like some insects that their gender, they don't, I don't know. But I don't know if it, can a spider survive that fall? I feel like they could do that. Like, I feel like they like shoot a web, you know. What is Spider-Man like misrepresents the spider powers? I'm just tossing spiders everywhere because I feel like they can make it, but they really can't. And I'm just killing them, and it's taking longer, or they're having brain damage because of the fall. I'm rethinking my whole process here. But I did get the spider out of the house, and it's inspired me that tonight, on the night of recording, I Just Got My Kid to Sleep podcast, I'm going to do more laundry and do my best to put a lot of it away while I watch, I think, the Lakers Nuggets game. I record them all. Because Jack's not really into sports yet. He's not. If I turn on the TV, he would watch it for a little bit. But I feel like kids at that age, you're supposed to limit their screen time a little bit. So if he's going to like watch something later, I don't want to like waste it on something that he's not that into, you know? But maybe he will be. I think sports, I want sports to be a part of his life if he wants it to be, but I don't want to push it too. But I feel like watching sports is fun, and that's pretty normal and pretty healthy to do. And playing sports is the most healthy thing. But, like, I don't know. You just hear all these stories about kids. Like, I have family members with kids, and their kids are a little older, and they're playing lots and lots and lots of sports, which I did too, and it was a lot of fun. But I didn't have to take myself to those activities. I didn't have to plan trips around them, which I realize is more important to me now as the parent than it was as the kid. Like, when I was a kid, I was just like, yeah, I'm playing everything. We'll just figure it out. But now as an adult, I'm just like, really? Every weekend's going to be gone for this amount of time? Anyway. So, I didn't directly murder the spider. I think it's going to be okay. And it's going to be good because I'll clean my house a little more. So, how is everybody? I'm good. Yeah, let's go to the list, right? They got some stuff. I did get locked out, and I did make it though. I had to drop Jackson off at school and then go directly to the airport, which I didn't plan on doing. I planned on going home and taking an Uber to the airport, but then I had to do the thing where you fly into one airport, like when I came back, and then Uber to a different airport to pick up your car. But I didn't Uber. I just got to correct myself, because if you're flying into LAX, for everybody that's doing that, if you go where they tell you to go to get an Uber or a Lyft or a cab, it was like $20 more, because like the airport gets like an $8 fee. So I walked to this hotel that wasn't too far away, and I requested Uber, and all of them were like super far away, which is weird to me because the airport's right there. So then I got a Lyft. And the Lyft driver said that Lyft lets them get closer. And he was like 2 minutes away. So that's good advice for that. That's a little travel tip. If you're very specific, if you're flying into LAX and you have to get a ride from the airport, and this is going to ruin it once this blows up, but don't go where they tell you to go. Walk to a hotel, as long as you're not everybody that's doing this. Because then they'll shut it down, I'm sure. And don't go to Uber, go to Lyft. Because Lyft will pick you up way faster. It was like 15 minutes for Ubers. Because they wouldn't let people pick people up at the airport that wasn't the airport. But Lyft was like, nah, that's fine. Which is cool. Yeah, I had to drive a lot this weekend. I drove a lot. I used Google Maps. Oh my gosh, there's a silverfish over there. that's two bugs in a day. If this was a hotel, I'd be out of here. You know, I think about that sometimes when there's something else you put down for silverfish, I think. I don't know where it came from even. That's kind of gross. I feel like I should edit this out. It's normal. My parents have silver sometimes. I want to get rid of it, but I don't want to pause everything. It's so hard to edit together if you pause it. Maybe it'll be my first guest. Hi, Silvery. What movie are you promoting? Anyway, I drive a lot for this job. And it was weird. I was driving to Lincoln City, Oregon, and from Tacoma, Washington. And my friend was on the show in Lincoln City, and he was like, once you get past Portland, it's going to be really pretty. And it was pretty, but it's also like, I kind of wish he didn't tell me because I didn't notice it. Like, I noticed it on the way home, but on the way there, I was just like, I don't see it, you know? Because I've driven through pretty places before. Like, the drive from Denver to Aspen, I had a show there. That's, like, beautiful. And, like through Arizona is really pretty sometimes. But, yeah. I use Google Maps when I drive. I like using Google Maps because it tells you when you're driving exactly how long it takes to drive there. But it also tells you how long it takes to walk there. No matter how far it is. It's just like, we want you to know that if driving isn't an option from Chicago to Cleveland, you could walk it in 6 days. And it's just like, well, thank you for believing in me, Google Maps. You know, I could get there in a couple hours, or I could be a missing person. I hope I find my Sacagawea. She's the person that helped everybody out. So I like Google Maps. I feel like there's other stuff on the list. I thought of a new invention. This is going to be the invention portion of the show. I should probably get some segments, you know? Like, I went to do a QR code on my TV because I logged me out of one of my streaming services. Which, how many streaming services is enough streaming services? Because I feel like I'm in this relationship that I can't get out of. But it's not hard. You just like got to get out of it. But I just don't know what, because if you break it down per month, it doesn't seem like a lot per month. But then if you don't watch it all that month, you could have saved that money, you know? And they all get you because they're cheap right away. But I got these streaming services, and which there is a thing I found out. They advertise it all the time where there's this app you can buy that'll like go through your credit card or checking account. And it'll tell you all the different streaming services that all the different things that you're being charged for subscription wise. But that feels like that's also another subscription. So what are we doing here? You know, there can't be a free service like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're going to help you save money for free. Or maybe there's ads. Maybe that's what it is. There's probably ads. I thought of a good invention because I had to scan my TV for the QR code. And when I was going to scan it, that room was also a mess. My house is, if you were to come over, it's fine now. But I feel like whenever there's a holiday, there's just an adjustment. Like whenever we travel as a family, like whenever I travel, I can handle that. But Jack and I traveled for Easter. And so we came back with Easter stuff. Like, you know, the blue grass. I didn't realize, I don't know if we talked about this in the Easter episode. I don't think we did. I didn't realize that, because I don't know if I even had the option when I was a kid. But kids, when they get an Easter basket and they see the grass, like the fake grass, they don't know that that's garbage. Did you know that? They think that's just like the Matchbox Hot Wheels car in there. That's another toy. That's like kinetic sand. That's not an easy cleanup. Like I remember last year, the year before, I went to throw some of it away and Jack was like, that's my toy. And he couldn't even really talk then. He was just like, and I was like, okay. So I brought that back because I think some parents might just throw it away anyway, you know, when the kid's not looking, which is pretty easy. You can pretty much get everything out of your child's life and they won't remember it unless they see it again. So if you really get rid of stuff, I don't know. We've talked about this before. My parents definitely got rid of stuff because I don't know where it is. I didn't get rid of all of my toys from when I was six, but I don't know where they are. So they're gone now. But anyway, so I bring it back because I think it's like a fun kid thing, you know, to play with something that's not a toy. I think there's like an innocence there that I love. He loves taking that blue paper grass and throwing it everywhere. And we need to talk about like responsibility when it comes to cleaning up a mess afterwards. That's like a good learning thing for me as a parent, is like, how can we make this also about growing as a human? But I don't think people need to grow up too fast. You know, I'm a firm believer that you got to parent the child that you have, not the child that you're going to have tomorrow or the day after or 5 years or 10 years from now. Like, there's all these different things you can do for your child's education or his development or her their development, like all these for when they're older and na-na-na-na-na, and then the kid doesn't like it and you're like, yeah, maybe we should just do what's good for now. Like, his preschool is great, but they were starting to be like, and I might have talked about this. I definitely talked about how I might talk about stuff again. I definitely have, because I listened to that part. His school wants us to like drop them off and not, and let them walk in on their own to school, but he wants me to carry him, and so I still do it. And the school and their explanation was like, well, when they're in kindergarten, they're gonna have to do that. I'm like, yeah, well, when they're 18, they're gonna go off to college. Does that mean I just like put them on a plane now? You know, like, he'll figure it out. Like, I first learned that when he was really young. We were getting ready to go see my family eventually. I don't remember exactly when. And we don't really eat at the kitchen table very often. He's got a little chair and a little table on the floor, and he likes sitting there. And so we sit on the floor and we eat. And there's nothing wrong with that. There are a lot of cultures sit on the floor and eat, and we do that. But I was like, you know, we're going to go to my parents' house where there's a table and there's no place to sit on the floor. So I put him in the chair. And he like freaked out. It was very like rejecting this idea completely until a bug came out and he laughed at how afraid of it I was. Like, he was so, so angry. And that's when I was like, we're going to let you be you, you know, you get to be. And I realized that like, you shouldn't let your child's explosions determine the things you do during the day or how you live. But also, when they summon insects out of the wood with their screams, they kind of get to do what they want. I don't know. I don't think that's what really happened. But I do think that I don't think I know everything as a parent. I think I know more than he does. But I think there's like a good sense of this makes sense to do right now. And normally for me, whenever I've been like, this is what we're doing because I said so, and what we're doing in my head, like, I never say because I said so, but it always turns out to be like a stupid thing that took longer to get him to do fighting than it would have just been to like let him play with a car for 2 more minutes and then go to bed. Like, so I don't know what's right, because I heard you don't let the kid decide how things are going to go, but also, what's the point of like, if I let him do the thing that he wants to do for 2 more, it's 2 minutes, you know? Anyways, he's a good kid. Oh yeah, so I think the QR code on the television, I think this is the invention idea that I was talking about, is that when I went to scan it, like the place around the TV was messy, and I thought it would be funny if instead of like hooking me up with the app so I could log on to my streaming service, it just like went to like a cleaning service. Like, if you could just take your phone and take pictures of things, and then your phone would direct you to the things that you need based on what you take a picture of. I don't think that'd be hard to invent. So I probably shouldn't just put it out there. I probably should just do it. Because if you have an invention out there, that's good for you people, for everyone to know. If you tell it to somebody and it was your idea, but then they like do it, they like make the invention, and you just told them it without like, I don't know, patenting it or whatever, I don't think it stands up in court. So you shouldn't just go shouting out your inventions. What am I thinking? This podcast really took a dark turn. I was really enjoying the run at the beginning with the spider. And then I think I saw that other bug and I'm just like, well, where am I living now? You know? But it is. So silverfish happened, right? It'll all be okay. This is getting all too real. Yeah. Yeah. What else? What am I going to use this? We talked about the restaurants. I don't like calling people exes. I don't know if I talked about that before. In relationships, I don't think that's cool to call. I don't like saying, oh, that's my ex. I don't refer to them as my ex because I feel like they're not a superhero. And that's an X-Men reference. I don't know. I say friend. I think friend is a good thing. Unless you have to say that you used to date them for the need of the conversation. I think it's better to just say, this is something about my friend. Because X sounds so like, I don't know. It sounds like, this is over, you know, like. Like, if someone tells me it's their ex, it could go one of two ways. It could be like, oh, they're my friend, or I hate them and I never want to talk to them ever again. And I don't know which it is. And now instead of listening to what they're saying, I'm just thinking, like, oh, do they hate this person? Or are they cool? And why are they talking about them still? You know? Like, a relationship... I always think it's weird when you're not in a relationship because there can be a sense, I think, maybe some people don't feel that way at all. Some people might not feel like, oh, I don't ever want or need to be in a relationship right now. But I think there's a sense when you're single that it might be better to be in a relationship. And then maybe you find somebody and maybe it works out and you date for a while and then it's a thing. And then you're in the thing. And then the thoughts are like, oh, well, it might be better to not be in this relationship, but then they're going to be an ex. And that kind of could suck. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's nice to have people who knew you in a more personal way than just a normal friend would. They spent a lot of time with you. You did some like life things together. I haven't been in a ton of relationships, so I don't know. I don't know out there if there's people who've like had like really serious relationships with a lot of people to know whether they liked it or not, or whether they just wish they didn't do that. Because I guess like, and maybe it's TV and movies, but it always seems like that there's such a negative connotation to a breakup. Like, oh, we were gonna, instead of being like, that was a fun run, that was a fun time together, it's sort of this feeling of like, well, we could have been together forever, but not anymore. Like, and I feel like that's can be sad. I guess I don't like sad things very much. All the time, never again to do sad things. So that's pretty exciting. That I don't know why I said that was pretty exciting. There was nothing exciting about that. I think I'm running away from the topic a little bit of breakups. Maybe not. I talk about breakups on stage because I think they're funny in a sense that I think people being together is a funny thing, and people not being together is also a funny thing, because maybe I shouldn't say funny. It's interesting to me because in a way you kind of chose, you made a choice about something. And I think whenever someone makes a decision, there's always ways to point out why that decision was horrible. And when someone chooses a person to be in a relationship with, the idea that they're like not, you kind of have to let go of all the horrible things that could happen and just be really optimistic about it. That just seems really interesting to me. Like every time it seems like skydiving, you know, even if you just meet someone and go on one date, it's like, oh, I'm in a conversation with this person. Let's hope that goes well. I talk to a lot of people at once. That's what I do. I like that relationship. I like going on stage and talking to a lot of people at once. We all know that once this is over, we'll see you next time. And that's where it's at. But yeah, that's not exciting. What am I saying? That's not exciting. Part of me thinks that these aren't really helpful, thinking about what I'm going to talk about beforehand, because I'm not relying on it, but it's not like this is better, you know? Sometimes when you're in the moment, that's the better thing. Anyway, we went to the grocery store today, which was a good thing. That's why today was so busy, because we did playing and the grocery store and trying to go to bed. And the grocery store, Jack is 5 now, if you're new to the podcast. And now when we go to the grocery store, today he just sat in it. He sat in the cart, which I was worried, because when Jack was younger, like 2 and 3 and 4, it always said on the grocery cart that it was a size limit of like 40 pounds. And he's not 40 pounds yet. Or 48 months, which is 4 years if you do the division at the grocery store. And if I was doing math at a grocery store, I probably wouldn't spend all that money. But I was like, oh man, he could only sit in this till he's 4. And then I found out, no, he can still sit in it when he's 5. Some people put their kids like in the basket of the grocery cart, which feels less responsible because they're just there. But I don't know. I have trouble doing it. Maybe it's because I'm a guy, or maybe it's because I'm who I am, but I have trouble doing things in public with my son that could be determined as negligent or dangerous. And I feel like those are kind of those things. Also, I buy food. The food's going to go in there, you know? It just feels weird. It's kind of like a wagon in a sense. It just feels weird to me to put my child in the basket part, like the main part of the grocery cart, and push him around. It just feels like, not lazy parenting, I'm not saying that, but it's like, technically he's too old for the other thing, like the main part where he sits, but it just seems like, why is he even here at this point? You know, he could just walk, or not just walk, but just, I don't know. But when he was really little and he fit in that thing perfectly, the main seat, like today he sat in the main thing the whole time and he got a smoothie, which wasn't my idea. He went to the grocery store with his mom probably like 3 years ago, and she bought him a Whole Foods smoothie, and now that's what he wants. And those smoothies cost more than just normal milk. And he's, you know, a young child, but it is like there was fruit and stuff in it, and there was going to be kelp in the smoothie. They just changed the smoothie menu at Whole Foods. If you're going there looking for the berry one, it was really interesting because the guy was like, I ordered the thing that Jack wanted. It's like called like sea something of the sea. And the guy kind of looked, because he knew it was for my kid. And he's like, well, what'd you used to get? Maybe I can remember it, which is like really nice. But it was also like, and I told him, he's like, he just like paused. He's like, maybe I can remember it. And I told him, I was like, oh, it's one with berries and had berry in the title. And he's kind of paused. And it's just quiet. And then he'd be like, you know, we can just get this. This is fine. He's like, yeah. And like, he didn't remember it, how to make it. But it was nice of him to think of, because he saw that Jack was a kid and he was like, that's not. I think he was trying to say, like, kids aren't going to like the taste of it. But I looked at the ingredients and it was like orange juice and mangoes, which kids shouldn't have a lot of juice, but it was mangoes and something else, which he likes. And then there was a couple things I didn't know where they were. Spirulina. I don't know what that is. And I gave it to my child. Whoopsie. And kelp, which I thought kelp was like an animal, because there's a book that we read called Weather Together, where kelp is a very optimistic, I think it's a, I don't know, like a fish or something. And, I think it's kelp. Yeah. Cause Nimbus is the sad one. And Nimbus is a unicorn. Who thought a unicorn could be sad? Like, that's how hard it is to be happy. Sometimes you can be a unicorn and be like, oh, my life. So he looked at me and he was like, describe, he's like, well, kelp has like a taste. It's like, it's going to taste, as if to be like, don't, your kid's not going to drink that. He's going to throw that. So I was like, can we do it without the kelp? And he was like, yeah. And it's weird sometimes when I think of something and I'm just like, how come he didn't, like, how come that wasn't a thought, you know? It was just like, don't get that versus like, oh, you can just take that out of it. Because we took it out of it and Jack drank the whole thing. And it got even to the point where we threw it away when there's a little bit left because he was on my phone. Don't judge. And he was like, where's the rest of my smoothie? And I was like, oh, there's a little bit left. And so the lady, when we were checking out, threw it away. And he was just like, don't ever do that again, Dad. And I was like, I'll never do that again. He didn't say it like that. He was kinder about it. But anyway, I was going to say something about him drinking the smoothie. He drank all of it. And he really liked it. When he was younger, he didn't like going into that seat. He would, I would have to carry him. Or he would just like run through the grocery store. And I realize as it was happening, I was like, there's going to be an age where this isn't okay. Because he's going to be like big, you know, and fast. And I didn't know when it was going to be, but I knew it wasn't yet. Like he was so small and I was like, you know, I was like hovering around him, you know. For me, it was a way to get my my defensive basketball skills back into use, you know, stay in front. And so it was, he would just like run around the grocery store and people would laugh and no one ever said not. And I think it was very rare if it ever was. I'm very sensitive to ruining people's lives with my kid. I don't think it ever did. The only time that it was a little weird was, there was one time, probably when he was three, where a lady was like in the aisle and he was just running around the corner of the aisle and she was like bending over to get something and he saw that and he just like smacked her bottom, which isn't okay. And I told him that it wasn't okay. I've never done that. He's never seen me do it. But it was such an interesting thing because I was just like, no, as I saw what he was going to do. And like the girl like was like, you could see the look on her face of being like, who could possibly? And then she saw it was like a 3-year-old and like laughed, which she didn't have to. You can take offense to things 3-year-olds do. I was apologizing. I was like, that's not okay. We don't do that. But I was like, where did he get that? You know, like he's three. How did he know that was going to be funny or okay? Like what kind of, and then we were watching Toy Story and I think it's Toy Story 1 and there's a point where like someone smacks the old ham, the pig bank, the guy from Cheers, the pig bank on the butt and like a coin pops up and I was like, thanks Pixar, you're teaching my kid. Can't let anybody watch anything. That was a really fun age when I could let him run around the grocery store. That was a very, we went like, it's why we don't do a lot of things with other kids sometimes because I'm like, I feel like other parents would just be like, you can't do that. Not that you do like a play date at the grocery store, but the way we went, it was a play date. Like my theory was that I need him to take a nap at age, that age or whatever. I need to wear him down. We have to go to the grocery store. If he's willing to like get the exercise, I'll just follow him around and grab stuff and throw it in the cart as we go. It was kind of like, I don't know if you ever watched like Nickelodeon as a kid and they had those shopping sprees where you had like a minute to get everything you wanted in a toy store. Can you imagine the joy of that? Just like running through a store and just like sweeping all of the things you want into a cart. I think I want to do that someday. Like, and just pay for it. I think that would just be like what a rush. Maybe I'll do it for somebody else. Just be like, I'll give you this, you can buy whatever you want in a minute. Like, I mean, it seems wasteful or whatever, like spoiling someone, but it's like, you get to see it and the kid looks so happy. So it's kind of like that. I was like, wherever he was running, I was just like throwing stuff in the cart. Cause it's either that, or I have to like pick him up and carry him because he didn't want to sit in the thing. And so sometimes I'd have to do that. After a while, I'd be like, we got to finish. So I would like carry him while also pushing a cart. And sometimes he didn't want to be carried. And when they're really little, like not really, but around 2 or 3, they'll like push off of you with their legs as if that's going to accomplish what they want. Like Like, they think if they can push off of me, they're going to float away. No, you're going to fall and you're going to have issues and I'm going to have to answer questions. Like, no. So he would try to do that too. And I was like wrestling him kind of while we were walking. And I remember one time I was like super sweaty because we had done all this. And there was a guy checking us out at the register, not checking us, like ringing up our groceries. And I'm still holding on to Jack. And he's like, wants like all this stuff that he can. He's like, I want this. He's just pointing at random like things that they have on the near the checkout to buy, and like one of them's like, you know, this not airborne, but like some like dis wait, and I'm like, sure, yeah, that's fine. Anyways, and the guy looks at me and he's like, he sees all this and he's like, I have kids. He's like, I have kids, they're grown up now, and I just want you to know that you're doing a really good job. And at the time you're like, okay, yeah, cool, thank you. You know, it felt good, but I didn't have time to feel it. I was just like trying not to let this kid push him, launch himself off to me and into wherever. And I was like, yeah, thanks. And then he was like, I just thought that you needed to hear that, which was like, I didn't need to hear that part. You know, I could have just ridden out on hearing what you said and gone with that. That would have been fine. I don't need to know that. Like, I get why he said it. Because sometimes when you give a gift to somebody, you're like, this is why I thought of this because of you. You know, I'm thoughtful. And he was like, no, this is me trying to help you. But like at the same time, I don't want to look like I need someone to tell me that I'm doing a good job. Like I'm not, I'll be okay. I don't think it was hard, but I'm sure. I feel like as a parent, if you don't look like you need to hear that, then you're probably not around your kid that much. Maybe people have it all together. I think for sure people definitely, there has to be a family or a parent that's like, this is what we do, and their child is in a specific way that they have the freedom to do what they love, but they always pick the right thing that's perfect for the scenario and the parental world that they're thrown into every day. I'm sure that's out there, but I have yet to achieve that with my child, except when he realizes you have games on your phone, or you can have games on your phone, and then you give him your phone, and then, you know, that's the time that he gets to play on the phone is when you're at the grocery store. But yeah, I looked like I needed to hear that. I don't feel like I look like I need to hear that anymore. I feel like 5 years old is way easier than 2 or 3, which is kind of a bummer because it's nice to know when they're 2 or 3 that, like, when you feel tired, you feel worn down, when you're just like eating candy that you never used to do or whatever, like you're like, well, this is hard, you know. And now at 5, when I do all that same stuff, I'm just like, this isn't even that, this is just me not being good at it. Like, he's in school for 3 hours, I have 3 hours to catch up, and this is still hard. I heard another comedian talk about that, how like parents talk about how hard it is after a certain age, and he's just like, maybe it's not good parents. And I was like, whoa, it's close. Anyways, I think we're all doing great jobs, maybe. This is the podcast. I really like 53 minutes. You know, I think my first album ever was about 53 minutes. So I think I'm going to aim for that. Not that this isn't all scheduled and scripted out very specifically for everybody to hear. Even when I get special guests, I got to find that guy, get him out of here. To this week, I go to Salt Lake City. If you're in that area or you want someone to go, you should buy them tickets. Wise Guys, and then in Logan, Barrel and Stave. That's this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then next week, I'm in Montana, Bozeman, Montana, at Last Best Comedy. And then I think I'll be around Montana and South Dakota, Hill City, South Dakota, which is near Mount Rushmore. I'll be there in 2 weeks. And then the week after that, you know, it all gets kind of blurry. But no, it's D.C. and Baltimore. And then Chicago at some point, which will be fun. And then all of Texas, Dallas, San Antonio, Houston. I really appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate the comments that I got. I got some really good comments in the YouTube. Shout out to everybody who watched and listened and posted. I like doing this. I'll see you next time. The end.